This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, it is time for Mock Draft Monday Madness.
Okay, let's do it.
ProFootballNetwork.com's mock drafter here. We're going to try this one out today and see where this goes. Let's get rolling here. And
one more Monday after this.
One more. Is this the penultimate Monday of our Mock Draft Monday Madnesses? I don't know how Tony Pauline has updated or how much they've updated their rankings here. We'll see.
We've not used them. All right.
Yeah. So we're zipping down through this thing here. And Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud. Richardson going first would be something. But looking here at the names.
I'm pretty convinced it's going to be Bryce Young first overall.
I am too. So it's Richardson, Stroud, Tyree Wilson, Bryce Young. Colts would love that, I think. Christian Gonzalez, Will Anderson, Paris Johnson, Jalen Carter at 8, Miles Murphy at 9, Devin Witherspoon, Broderick Jones, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Peter Skoronski, Joey Porter Jr., Will Levis at 15 to the Packers. How about that? Nobody really talked about that, but
Love only has one more year in the deal.
Right. That could be a possibility.
You know he's and even good. You know?
Cam Smith then goes at 16.
I'm happy Cam Smith go off the board. Yeah. Not that I hate him, but I wouldn't consider him at 17. But those other 15 sounded like targets of
pretty chalky, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We have three trade offers.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions
jumping out. Okay.
The Detroit Lions are on the phone, Matt.
They pick 20?
They pick 18.
Oh, wow.
They're offering pick 18 and 55 for pick 17 and 80.
Yes.
Well, we got two other offers too.
Okay.
The Giants are on the phone. They're offering pick 25 and cornerback Adoree Jackson for pick 17.
I don't want Adoree Jackson. We're going to pay him. And
I mean, what's he going to be, our slot corner?
I mean, we didn't ask about Adoree Jackson.
That's interesting, though, that they added a player in there. I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that. That's kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Saints are on the phone.
Okay.
The Saints are offering pick 29 and pick 40 for pick 17.
Hmm. Well, I would definitely do the Lions deal.
There are three interesting trade offers.
They are. I'm telling the Giants no thanks. I'm not dealing with Adoree Jackson at the moment.
I'm sitting here right now and I'm wondering who do the Lions want to come up and get
for one
spot? They think we're going to take, or somebody else is going to jump ahead of them to get Bijan Robinson, maybe?
What's that?
Bijan Robinson?
I was thinking that too.
Brise?
Maybe Cansey?
Brian Branch is there. Jordan Addison's there. Lucas Van Ness is there. Isaiah Foskey, Kaylee Ringo, Quentin Johnston, Deontay Banks, all the tight ends. Nolan Smith is there. Darnell Wright is there. I mean, I can easily move back and have somebody to take.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know if there's a slam dunk. I mean, I definitely would take the Lions deal.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the Saints one, too. The Saints defensive tackle situation is abysmal. I don't know if they're trying to get Cansey or Rizzi, but that's their weakest position.
We want to take the Lions offer?
We take the Lions offer and see if the Saints offer us again in a minute.
Yeah, they very well may, because we'll accept the Lions offer. That would give us then, how about that? That would give us four picks in the top 55.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then
holy moly.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
All right.
It'd be different if there was a name there that.
They took Brise.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming, but
That coming either. But that's the thing. If you're going to move back like that, if you're going to trade back, there's a chance that there's somebody there that you really like
that they do.
It's not going to be available.
Right, right, right. So an interesting thought now is if we have four picks in the top 55,
do we trade up?
Would you consider Branch with this pick? knowing I'm still going to get an outside corner. My plans didn't change. You know, he's right. Just my bonus prize.
Yeah. Well, the fact that there's an extra, there was what, four corners that went ahead of us, including Cam Smith.
Right.
You know, that makes it interesting. Now, Deontay Banks is still there. Kaylee Ringo is still there.
Mm-hmm. Losing today, though, hurts. Like,
I'm right.
Defensive tackle situation is a little hairy now. A
little bit hairy. We're back up again. The Ravens are calling. How about this offer? So the Ravens want pick 18 and pick 120. I guarantee you they have to want to come up for a running wide receiver, I think. They're offering pick 22, their 2024 second round draft pick, and Rashad Bateman.
Wow.
For picks 18 and 20.
Bateman would be a very welcome addition.
But we don't make trades within the division.
Yeah, so we can't talk to them, though, right?
We're rejecting that one. So, the Jaguars are also on the phone. They're offering pick 24 and pick 88 to come up to pick 18. I bet you dollars to donuts they want to come up and get Branch.
And they've been linked together a lot, and I would understand that if I were them. So what were the two that they were offering for
24 and 88 for 18?
Gets us back in that 80 neighborhood where we used to be.
Yeah, but we're a much better situation. We've got 55 instead of 80. So,
I know, but we don't lose anything. I mean, 55 is just gravy.
Yeah, but I mean, can we afford?
Basically, we move 17 to 24 for 55.
Basically, yeah.
Which isn't bad.
It's not bad. Let's look through.
Doesn't look good that way.
Let's look here. Who is available? Bijan Robinson, Brian Branch, Jordan Addison, Lucas Van Ness, Isaiah Foskey, Kaylee Ringo. This is, of course, according to Pro Football Network's rankings. Quentin Johnston, Deontay Banks, Dalton Kincaid, Michael Mayer, Nolan Smith, Darnell Wright, Jalen Hyatt, Anton Harrison, Trenton Simpson, Zay Flowers, DeJuan Jones, Jahmyr Gibbs. I mean, there's still some.
I wrote down three names, but none of them make me want to lose my mind. Banks, Branch, Nolan Smith.
Okay.
Nolan Smith might be more work than he's worth in terms of, you know, position fits.
Yeah, right. Do you want to accept the trade offer? Do you want to counter it?
I'd like to get a little more than just 80, whatever.
Let's see. So they have 20. They have 24. They have 25. They have 56 and 88. They've also listed here some guys that they have available.
I say everyone's offering us players. I'll take
this is interesting. So they have Jared Allen's available or Josh Allen. Which Allen do they have?
The bad Josh. Well, he's not bad, but the other Josh Allen. Not
the other Josh Allen. And they're also offering, they have Chase on is available as well.
Chase on the ball.
I don't want either one of those guys.
No, Josh Allen's actually only has 1 year left on his deal. There's a lot of talk that they might trade him.
Yeah. What if we offered them for 24 and 56 if we threw in 120? Because we would then have
five picks in the top 56.
Five in the top 56. We could really make some hay.
I'd say offer it, but I would also be happy with 24, 88, and a fourth or fifth.
Yeah. Well, let's see what they say here.
All right.
That was declined. Okay. So they don't want to give up. They don't want to give that up.
Five off them.
So how about 24, 88? I wouldn't mind getting 185 would be nice.
Yeah, that neighborhood where we usually don't have.
If we give up 241.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
That's been accepted.
Okay.
Okay, so they're back on. They came up to take Brian Branch, as we expected.
Yeah, good move by them.
Now the Giants are on the phone.
I was about to make a no trade back rule here soon.
Yeah, they're offering 25 and their 2024 fifth-round draft pick for pick 24. I'm not interested in that. The Chargers want to offer us pick 28 and their 2024 second-round draft pick for 24 Mitch Trubisky. Not interested in that.
Okay.
And the Patriots want to offer us 46-76 in their 2024 second round draft pick for pick 24. I'm rejecting that as well. Rejecting.
Yeah,
we got to make a pick
at this point.
So the guys who are available to us, after Branch went at 18, Kaylee Ringo went at 19. Isaiah Foskey went at 20. Lucas Van Ness at 21 to the Bengals. Who traded up. Quentin Johnston goes to the Ravens. Deontay Banks goes to the Vikings.
That was one I was hoping for.
Yeah. So the picks available: Bijan Robinson, Jordan Addison, Dalton Kincaid, Michael Mayer, Nolan Smith, Darnell Wright, Jalen Hyatt, Anton Harrison, Trenton Simpson, Zay Flowers, DeJuan Jones, Jahmyr Gibbs, Josh Downs, the Mazi Smiths of the world, Drew Sanders, Keon White, Jack Campbell. I mean, basically all of the inside off-ball linebackers that you want talk about. To me, there's one guy there that kind of stands out.
Me too, but I have three names written down.
Okay.
I have Zay Flowers, Wright, but he needs to tell me he wants to try to be a left tackle, which I don't know that answer, but he scorned some reporters that he's a right tackle only. Well, I don't know what the meaning of that. And Nolan Smith.
Yeah, the first name you mentioned, there's the guy that I'm looking at and going, okay, I'll settle for that.
I'm fine with it. I mean, he was in my top 17. I think Zay Flowers is a really good player.
Yeah. To get Zay Flowers and then all the other picks, and we've got another pick here coming up at 32.
But the thing is, now we're going to get all the – I mean, the other positions are going to be easy to find.
Yeah.
Might not love the guys as much, but Zay Flowers is a first-round player.
Zay Flowers was on my list of 17 guys I would take at 17.
Exactly, me too. And he wasn't at 17. He was like 14 for me, something like
that. So do we take Zay Flowers here?
Yeah, let's do it. Now, he's my second receiver.
Yeah. Okay. So Dalton Kincaid goes next. Bijan Robinson goes at 26 to the Cowboys. Jalen Hyatt goes to Buffalo. Jordan Addison goes to the Chargers. Nolan Smith goes to the Saints. Adebawore goes to the Eagles. Darnell Wright goes to the Chiefs. We are now up at 32.
Okay.
Michael Mayer available. Anton Harrison available. Trenton Simpson available. DeJuan Jones available. Jahmyr Gibbs. Josh Downs. Well, we're not taking another wide receiver. Mm-hmm. B.J. Ojulari. Darnell Washington. Kalijah Kancey. Maje Smith. John Michael Schmitz. Drew Sanders. Keon White. Cedric Tillman. Jack Campbell. Nduke Uzomah, Will McDonald, Osiris Torrance, Gervin Dexter. I mean, this is not a bad neighborhood to be.
No, generally, I like this aisle, you know, and we're going to have five picks in this aisle, basically, which I think is great. Those names aren't making me do jumping jacks. What I wrote down was, I think, our choice of linebacker.
Right.
I don't love Mazi Smith, but D tackles are drying up quick. You know, I mean, I think you'd end up with a Benton type if you don't do Mazi Smith here.
Yeah, the guys available at defensive tackle are Kancey, Maje Smith, Gervin Dexter, Ika, Keanu Benton, Zach Pickens, Jacqueline Roy. Mm-hmm. You know,
unfortunately, I don't think any of those are Cam successors, but
we'll probably get one of those if we want one of them.
Right. I think I like Antoine Harrison more than you do, but I would consider a left tackle here, because it's probably the last shot you're going to have there. But I don't want to go offense.
Yeah, that would be looking at that tackle position. Harrison's still there. DeJuan Jones available. Cody Mauch available. Jalen Duncan. Blake Freeland. Warren McClendon. Bergeron available. Carter Warren available. Tyler Steen available. There's some guys there in the third round I think I like a little bit, or as much as I like Harrison. Like, I think Bergeron's my fifth rated tackle.
Yeah. Bergeron's very interesting. Is there a corner?
Well, let's take a look at that.
Brents or somebody like that. Or
DJ Turner, yeah. Clark Phillips, Emmanuel Forbes, Tyreek Stevenson, Julius Brents, Eli Ricks. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much untouched since his first four went off.
We need to go corner here.
Actually, there hasn't been a corner taken since Ringo.
Okay.
Well, Deontay Banks went at 23. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think we got a corner here. Forbes, Brents.
Forbes or, to me, it's Forbes or Brents.
Yeah. Forbes.
You want Forbes?
He's higher on my list. I like both.
See, if I take Forbes, I might take another one, too.
Me, too. We just took two little people, by the way.
Yeah, if I take Brents, I don't know that I take another one.
Agreed. I think Forbes is better, but Brents is unique.
All right, Forbes it is.
All right, let's take somebody that's not.
Anton Harrison was the next pick, by the way. Okay. DeJuan Jones went 35th. Ooh, Cedric Tillman goes at 37, so where goes that off? Drew Sanders just went.
Trent Tillman Simpson and Mitchell just went. High.
John Michael Smith just went. Okay, so we are now up at 49. The corners went untouched until DJ Turner. They just went to pick ahead of us.
Would you consider doubling up and go Forbes and Brents?
I don't know if I want to do that. I would consider going slot safety here.
I'd consider it. I'm not sure what name would be worth it this early.
That would be one Jartavius Martin, but
I'd say Martin's the only one that consider.
But he's actually listed under the corners on this one.
Okay.
The defensive tackles, Mazi Smith is still there. Ika is still there. Keanu Benton is still there.
When's our next pick? How long are we waiting again?
Not very long, 55. So we got six picks in between here. Linebackers, Jack Campbell is still there.
But the other two are gone, huh?
The other two are gone, yeah.
Might go Campbell.
I might go Campbell, too, just because of the position.
Because you mentioned three or four D tackles I can live with.
Yeah. And I'm with you on that one.
Campbell is drastic.
Yep.
Do it.
Let's do it. Jack Campbell is the pick. And we're coming down here, 53. And no, we're not. So the Saints are on the phone here. They're offering pick 71, pick 115, and Cesar Ruiz.
Okay.
For pick 55 and cornerback Akello Witherspoon.
I don't mind moving on from Spoon. What were the
71 and 115? And Ruiz for 55 and Witherspoon.
I'm in.
Yeah, but I think we said we're not making any more trades. So we got 55, 88, 120, 185, and 234 remaining.
Well, if we're going to ignore trades, which I think is my vote after making two trade downs.
Yeah, we made two already.
Yeah, I mean, there's a quota here. I'm looking at D tackle.
Well, that's the thing. So if we pass, if we don't make a D tackle pick here, we probably don't make a D tackle pick in this draft.
We bet not. The Saints D tackles are horrendous. So they should be trading up Mazi Smith.
Is that who we take here at 55?
I'd prefer him over Ika. I think I prefer him to Benton. I've gone back and forth on that.
I have Benton as my number five, but I think that's because Benton can also kick outside and play some end for me.
Right.
Where I think Smith is almost exclusively a nose.
Me too. Either's fine with me. When I did D tackle ranks, I went back and forth on those two, who to put above the other.
I don't think at 55 in the real world, Mazi Smith makes it to 55.
I don't either.
Let's take Benton.
Okay.
Just to keep it a little more realistic.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't gone. We're like 60 picks through the draft here. He's still available. He just went the first pick of the third round. So
Mazi.
Yeah. Julius Brents just went.
Mm.
How about the top of, so I'm going to pause this real quick here. The top of this third round, Mazi Smith, Blake Freeland, Tyreek Stevenson, Julius Brents, Ika, Cody Mauch, Keon White, Tucker Kraft, Ivan Pace, and Devin Achane.
Okay.
That's a pretty good neighborhood.
I'd say it's a good neighborhood, though. Right. I think the guys all out of round two are going to be pretty interesting.
I'm restarting here, and we're cruising down here. We don't pick again here until 88.
Okay.
And I'm hoping we are up again here. The Jets are on the phone. We're rejecting that. We're not trading. The Patriots are on the phone. We're not trading. All right. So at 88, the top players available, all positions, according to Pro Football Network.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Joseph, Trey Palmer. We don't need to take another wide receiver. Joe Tippmann, which, wow. Yeah. A.T. Perry, Andre Carter, Zach Evans, Bergeron, Tyler Scott, Israel Adebakanda, Luke Whippler, Deion Henley, Xavier Hutchinson, Kendre Miller, Carter Warren, Jartavius Martin.
I think there's two names that we can fight over, and I could believe either one, Martin and Bergeron.
Yeah, I'm at Martin or Bergeron here as well. We don't pick again until 120. I think Bergeron, to me, you know, I think you break the tie with the big guy.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Much as I like Jartavius Martin, I could probably find another slot safety at 120.
Right.
I'm not getting another potential starting offensive tackle.
That's the thing. It's the one's much easier to find than the other.
Yeah, Bergeron's a stud.
Yeah, it's shocked if he lasts that long. He's a good player.
Yeah. All right, we take him.
Yep.
Matthew Bergeron it is.
Glad we take some big people after taking.
Dartavius Martin went at 91 to the Bills. So yeah. Darius Rush just went to 92, went to the Bengals.
Do we have a gap here now?
We pick again at 120.
Okay. There'll be five of those that are all kind of in the same neighborhood in the books.
I'm actually feeling pretty good about this draft, though, Matt.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if we've ever owned Zay Flowers.
I don't think we have. I would certainly take him.
Mm-hmm.
Our receiving room would be extremely. Oh, we just missed out on Jair Brown at 119. He just went to the Raiders. So we're back up again here now.
Okay.
And the top players available: Zach Pickens, Jaden Reed, DJ Johnson, the edge rusher out of Oregon, Muhammad Diabate, the linebacker out of Utah, Nick Hampton, the edge rusher out of Appalachian State, Travius Hodges-Tomlinson out of TCU, Wanya Morris, Emil Eicher, the guard from Alabama, Ronnie Hickman, the safety from Ohio State, Chris McClendon Curtis, I should say, guard from Chattanooga, Bryce Ford Wheaton, John Gaines, Jamie Robinson, Servassier Dennis, Isaiah Land, Oluwatomi, Miles Brooks, cornerback out of Louisiana Tech, Jordan McFadden, Trey Dean is out there, Tyjae Spears, Makai Garner, Shad Torrence, Corey Trice.
Trice is interesting.
It's another big corner, though. Ja'Corian Bennett is there.
Ja'Corian Bennett's there. Maybe.
Oop, I just accidentally picked him. Well, I guess we're taking Ja'Corian Bennett because I went to click on his name to see, you know, to get his size on him. I think he's 5. No, he's a 6-footer.
Is he?
Yeah. And we just accidentally picked him. So
okay. I was actually thinking about doubling up and taking Pickens or taking Tomlinson. Trice was sort of interesting, but they're all stuff we have.
Yeah, yeah. Now the we have 2 more picks left in this draft. We could do anything we want to do here.
Yeah. We don't have an edge. Running back.
We don't have an edge. We didn't get another quarterback, which we could do those. Those would be the 2 biggest needs.
Yeah.
But we've filled everything else.
We don't have a Yeah.
It's coming up here. Okay, we're into round 6. I think we're at 188, if I remember correctly. 185.
Okay.
So we should be able to find an edge here. No, we're rejecting that trade offer. So if I looking at the top players available, Colby Wooden, Chandler Zavala. I don't think Chandler Zavala lasted this long.
No, I don't either. Wooden's a little interesting for the Steelers as a developmental 3-4 end, but we do have...
Brenton Cox Jr., the edge rusher out of Florida.
Okay.
Jay Ward, safety out of LSU. Jackson Kirkland, Rakeem Jarrett, Hunter Lupke, Dante Sills, Cameron Peoples, DeMarco Helms, Ollie Gay, edge rusher out of LSU. Jalen Green, safety out of Mississippi State. Cameron Mitchell, the cornerback out of Northwestern. Juice Scruggs is there. Terrell Smith is there. Yaya Diaby. Aiden O'Connell.
I'd take Diaby in a heartbeat.
I think you take Diaby there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Diaby it is. Got our Yaya's on.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
And now we have a little bit of a wait here again.
It's a need, but I was going to say Juice Scruggs was after you, until you said Diaby.
Yeah.
So I think he's a potential starter. Yeah, a real good backup.
Yeah. We're at 208, 209. We get a little bit of a wait. This is why the third day of our draft coverage on Steelers Nation Radio.
Cool.
Could be a little rough here unless they do something like this.
Yeah, that desert of no picks was I'm not looking forward to after being on the air for 15 hours before that or whatever.
Do a lot of rehashing about what they've already done. Maybe they'll bring us some guys. We can talk to some of these guys.
Hopefully some of the draft picks sit down with us or we get a position coach or two or, you know.
Okay, we're back up here at 234. This is our final pick. Does this have to be a quarterback?
No, but that would make the most sense.
So I'm going to take a look at the quarterback still available. Ugh. Yuck.
If they're Tommy the same as free agents, then.
Yeah. Tommy DeVito. Tim DeMorat. Jalen Dodge. Sean Clifford. Todd Centennio. Henry Columbia.
Not only
Chris Reynolds, Holton Ellers, Tanner Morgan, Adrian Martinez, Dylan Hopkins, Austin Ono, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, from North Texas, Lindsey Scott from Incarnate Word.
Are those all quarterbacks you're talking about still?
These are all quarterbacks. Logan Bonner, Chase Bryce.
Let's get off that train.
Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett's still there.
I'll take Stetson Bennett.
Okay. We'll just take the name. Why not?
I think he was drafted before that.
He's little.
He is little.
Okay, so we're just about wrapping this thing up here. It's down to 250. I still kind of like this, even though I screwed it up by taking that cornerback by accident. Mm-hmm. But he's somebody I would have considered.
Yeah, it wasn't a crazy pick.
Carl Brooks just went.
He goes later than I think every time.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe some teams that the draft guys don't know how to look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a classic 3-4 defensive end for the Steelers.
Right.
But maybe I think because of his size, I think he's getting pigeonholed as a defensive tackle, and I don't know that that's necessarily where you want to use him.
Right. And with these big draft databases, maybe not going to combine hurts him a lot.
Yeah.
It's kind of out of sight, out of mind, you know.
Okay, so we traded down twice and ended up in the first round with Zay Flowers at pick 24.
Interesting.
We then took Emmanuel Forbes at pick 32.
Yeah.
We took Jack Campbell, the linebacker out of Iowa, at 49. We took Keanu Benton at 55, defensive tackle out of Wisconsin. At 88, we got Matthew Bergeron, the offensive tackle out of Syracuse.
I think that's my favorite pick.
At 120, we took Jacorian Bennett, the cornerback out of Maryland, doubled down at the cornerback position. At 185, we got Yaya Diaby, the edge rusher out of Louisville. And then at 234, Stetson Bennett. So the benefit of trading down there for us, like Emmanuel Forbes and Jack Campbell, were 32 and 49. Those very well could be our picks.
Right. They were the bonus prizes.
Yeah. The bonus prize is getting Keanu Benton at 55 and then Bergeron at 88.
Yeah, there you go. Benton's definitely like the bonus prize.
Because then our next pick was it was Jacorian Bennett at 120. That's our normal pick. So Bergeron we could have taken at 80. So really Benton is the extra pick there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other extra thing there that we got was Yaya Diaby.
Somebody else didn't screw up.
Yeah. Diaby at 185 is the other bonus pick.
Okay, interesting. But we didn't end up with Brise.
But we did not end up with Brise because we traded out of that spot and he was taken.
Yeah. And I think if we would have stuck at 17, my hunch is we would have drafted Brise.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't need Benton.
Right. I mean, there's obviously a ripple effect there, and we would have drafted differently from that point on. We wouldn't end up with Zay Flowers either.
Right. I think that's the – I think we got a very talented wide receiver.
I love Flowers going to this team.
Yeah. You know, Forbes and Campbell are starters for you, if not right away down the road.
Yeah, I would bet Campbell has a really good chance to open the season as a starter.
Benton's your highest drafted defensive lineman since you took Stephon Tuitt.
Tuitt, right, yeah.
Bergeron's a potential starting left tackle. And he is a left tackle. That's what he is.
I mean, I could write a story where he's the starting left guard here from now, too. Probably not, but, I mean, it could happen.
I mean, I think he has that kind of pop. Yeah. He's a great run blocker.
He is.
Bennett, Yaya Diaby, Stetson Bennett. We got two Bennetts. How about that?
Yeah, I got a little screwed up on that for a minute, right?
A little depth. Some depth there for us. I don't hate that draft.
I don't either. I mean, I really think day two is a good spot to have multiple picks. And the Steelers have three right now, which is great on day two. In this case, we basically had five. I know Flowers.
We came out of this with six of the top 120 picks.
Yeah. What was this? Five in the top 56 or something.
We had four in the top 55 and five in the top 88.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. I mean, I don't know that there's a star.
I think Flowers could be. I think Forbes could be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Jack Campbell can't be a potential Pro Bowler down the road.
Potentially, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
No, it's good. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
If Forbes did what he did in college, taking the ball away, he'll be a Pro Bowl player. If he intercepts the football like he did in college.
He'd be their best corner / borderline Pro Bowler, right? Well, if he plays like he did in college, he'd be one of the best corners in the league. But I mean,
yeah.
I mean, his tape's awesome. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
If he holds up and he plays
I just don't know that I want him tackling a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's aggressive now. I like that pick. I mean, long arms, takes the ball away, really good cover guy. Yeah, he's just not thickly built. It's been his lower half kind of bothers me.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcast shows, such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for our show today. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.